We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
All right, good afternoon all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation here for another week on CITR 101.9 FM, streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. And yeah, I got a special show for you today. It's the BC British Columbia long weekend, so I thought I'd go with a special theme. And yeah, I thought, what should I do? Should I play all bands from British Columbia? Yeah, I've done that before. But then it dawned on me that I've never done an entire show of bands from Victoria, British Columbia, our province's capital. And yeah, I thought to myself, do I have enough material? And I dug through it all, and I've got so much material I could probably do three shows worth. Well, at least a good two and a half. So yeah, I decided to do an all Victoria special today on the Generation Annihilation show. And yeah, so if there's something you'd like to hear that's from Victoria, you can give me a call, 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. Going to get to an act right now who were probably the first ever female punk band, and they were one of the first punk bands from Victoria, BC. I'm talking about the Jish Rags, and they played the first ever official Vancouver punk show at the Japanese Hall back in 1977, and that's the Dish Rags, and we're going to get into them right now. This is a track called High Society Snob, and enjoy this special edition of Generation, all on Victoria punk rock. Here we go.
Frustrated, he heads for the door. over and over. Some people left shaking their heads. When I go out at night, I look for a difference. I get subjected to reruns instead. Here we go again. Here we go again. Here we go again. You sit around the same old conversation. Are you by year the same old conversation?
Careful that they come to us. One of these things, ultimately, you're a god. Stick them, use them.
place. Fuck you with that, your arm is dead, girl.
B-O-W.
What's gonna do, hero?
B-O-W.
What's gonna say, hero?
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR, and this is an all-edition of bands from Victoria, B.C. We're going to be looking at bands from the humble beginnings in the early 70s right up to the present day. And, yeah, unfortunately, there's some hidden treasures in Victoria. Unfortunately, some of these bands never got much exposure until a few years back. There was a compilation booklet and double CD called All Your Ears Can Hear, of underground music from Victoria 1978 to 1984. As we know, some bands achieved success, but like a lot of the Vancouver bands in the early 80s, there was label interest, but a lot of these bands were subject to only releasing demo tapes and maybe very limited editions of that, because you didn't press a whole lot of tapes back then, and there was no such thing as the internet. So yeah, we started things all off with the Dish Rags, High Society Snob, and the Dish Rags formed in 1976 and originally disbanded in 1980. And yeah, they're from Central Saanich, as I said, and yeah, three girls in the band, and yeah, they recently, there's been a full-length vinyl release called Three of a whole whack of Dish Rags songs, and check it out, it's really good. Followed with the infamous Scientists, and yeah, the guitar player Andy Kerr from this band he went on to join No Means No. No Means No originally started as a bass and drum band, but when they wanted a guitar player, he joined, and they formed in 1979 and disbanded in 1982, and they're from the Saanich area of Victoria as well. And then we heard from another band called Pink Steel, with a track called Here We Go Again. And yeah, Pink Steel did put out a 7-inch release, unlike some of these bands. And another band from Saanich, and they're from 1978. Yeah, they put out a few releases, 2 7-inches, and they put out basement tapes, and this particular song was recorded in 1981 at Legacy Studios. And we followed with the Sick Fucks. Might sound a little bit familiar, those vocals. POW was the name of the song. That was the band that morphed into Dayglo Abortions. They formed in 1978 in the Greater Victoria area. And yeah, they were active between 1980 and 1981. And the vocal duties were shared between Leslie Watson, also known as Ann Anarchy, and Murray Acton, who is still fronting the Dayglo Abortions. And other members were Brian Whitehead, who was also in the Dayglos. So yeah, there you go. Early Dayglos, pre-Dayglos, from the Sick Fucks. And now we're going to hear the Dayglo Abortions. This is a track, unreleased. Yeah, it wasn't on vinyl anyhow. And but it is the actual Dayglo Abortions. It's a track called Whiter Than Hitler. Here we go.
I am whiter than Hitler. There ain't no fucking exception. This is Career Suicide, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on 101.9 CITR. It's your choice, peace or Generation Annihilation.
We'll be right back. Files, featuring special guests, the Dead Ghosts. Tickets are available online from Blueprint Live or at Red Cat and Zulu Records. For more information, visit killcrocodiles.com.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
All right, Generation Annihilation on this long weekend, British Columbia Day long weekend, and today is a spotlight on Victoria, British Columbia bands dating back to the 70s right up until today. And we started things off with Dagle Abortions, an obscure track called Whiter Than Hitler. You know, the lyrical content of that kind of reminds me of Guilty of Being White, Minor Threats, kind of like a you know, don't pick on me just because of the color of my skin, you know, I'm oppressed too type thing. Anyways, that's just what I gathered of it. Just dawned on me now. Anyways, but yeah, Dagle Abortions, you know them, I know them, you've probably seen them lots, and they've been through many lineup changes over the years since their beginnings in the early 80s, and we followed with the Neos. Yeah, they were one of the more well-known bands out of the Victoria scene. Them and Red Tide, yeah, they were both fairly well known. And we heard a track from, they were around from 1979, and they disbanded in 1983. And members were from Gordon Head and Oak Bay. And they put out a 7-inch release called End All Discrimination, and another one called Hezabah Gets the Martin Brain. And the track we heard was recorded at a Hole in the Wall Studios in Victoria, BC, from Scott Henderson. And the track we heard was called Sexual Revolution. And yeah, they got to tour the West Coast as well with Dead Kennedys and Black Flag. So yeah, they were known. And then we followed with an act called Censored Chaos. Don't know too much about this band. They weren't around very long. But the name of the track we heard was called Dinner at McDonald's Live Track, which was one of the only tracks that they ever had to their name. No studio tracks for that band, Censored Chaos. Then we followed with Resistance, another band that mostly had live recordings. This one was recorded at November 17th of 1984 at the Legion Hall in Victoria. And they were an OI-inspired band. And they played at the Rat's Nest a lot. Most of their shows were at the Rat's Nest, but then they managed to go on tour. And they released a 7-inch, and they were supposed to do a Canadian tour with Agnostic Front, but they never made it across the border. And the track we heard was called America, and The Rat's Nest, as I said, was probably the first show that I know of that ever did houses. It was all halls back then, here in Vancouver and in Victoria. But yeah, they got tired of being shut down. Wherever they played, you know, halls, yeah, this is too loud, get this out of our neighborhood. So they found a house in an industrial neighborhood, which belonged to Gary Brainless, producer at the time, and he had bands play, and a lot of bands play there. DRI played a famous show there with Fratricide and some others. And we followed with House of Commons from, it originally came out 1983, or 1983 on a record called Patriot mini LP, and yeah, very Victoria album. It showed the Victoria Parliament buildings in the back. The track we heard was called Institution, and featuring the late Android. Yeah, this band was originally around in Victoria. They when they moved from Victoria to Vancouver, then they recorded a bunch of demos between the years of 1985 to 1993. But their Patriots mini LP was the one vinyl release they had, and great band, one of my favorites. And we followed with Jerkward. This one is came out recently on a LP called Too Young to Thrash. But this song that we heard, which was called Knowledge, originally came out, when it originally came out here, I'm just trying to find it here. Oh well, it originally came out, oh yeah, Flesh and Bones demo tape, yeah. And they also were featured on a Victoria compilation called Raw BYO. And the guitar player for this band is none other than Steve McBean, who plays in the Pink Mountaintops, Big Mountain, bands like that. But all the members of this band, Jerkward, morphed into a thrash metal band called Mission of Christ, who we're going to hear. I got to see these guys a bunch of times. We're going to hear a song right now. It was on a split 7-inch that they did with a band called Fratricide, a Vancouver band. But we're going to hear a recording off a TV show on Check 6 from Victoria called The Beat Goes On. And this is a track called Crypts of Darkness by Mission of Christ. Here we go.
Thank you. happen. Sons of the bars, we didn't have to lie. Try to buy us off, didn't excite it. But the world couldn't wait. Death grows around us, a sin threats to drown us. Veterans of the battles, victims of manipulators. Won't be told, we don't matter. We're survivors of a generation, and I feel like a soldier. Live by my wits, build on dollar sign. Can't play our scene. We made it happen. We set us out the bonds. We didn't have to lie. Try to buy our thoughts. Remember the casualties, all the sins and darbies. Fight together, not against each other. Cause no one else will turn our struggle. We're veterans of wars fought not to be one, but to prove how strong we
will survive.
Now they push us in our place, tells us what to wear and what to act like. Now we just can't stand the scene and there's nowhere to go.
Yes, Mickey Fitz in the business. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. God bless you.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR, and start things all off with Mission of Christ from a live recording on a TV show called The Beat Goes On Check 6, Victoria Television. Crypts of Darkness is the name of the track, and another thrash act from that time, Armorous from their 1986 demo. We had a track called Sacrifice, and we followed with Red Tide from the Kelp and Salal 7-inch on Toxic Shock Records. We heard a track called War Criminals, and that band featured the late Ken Jensen on drums. And we ended off the set with No Means No from the Sex Mad release, track called No Fucking. And yeah, not a big No Means No fan. I don't play them a lot on the show, but they're a very big part of the Victoria picture. Yeah, they're very well known. And yeah, so what the hell? There you go. No Means No. Gonna keep at it now. Yeah, 20 minutes too. We're going to get into the 90s now. Who knows if we're going to make it till the 2000s, but we'll give it a go. Going back to 1990, from Victoria, BC, like all these bands, this is Shutdown. Here we go.
You do, you wanna serve. You do, you wanna serve. Maybe when something makes you feel afraid. Do you ever make up a dance and stomp your feet or punch an old pillow? Or do you have a loud song that you can sing when you're angry? Here's some loud music which just sounds like it's saying, I'm angry. I'm very, very angry.
Fucking law! The rainforest across the land! Blood some justice on capital time. The First Nations never surrendered this land. Let back goes against that flag. Law of the conqueror, the murderer, the gun. That's no legitimacy, the law of the league, which really class to come. It means fuck all to me.
This is Lenny of Mass Grave. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Rust. All right, another 10 minutes to go in the show. Start things off with a Shutdown, going back to 1990 on Chikara Records. Shutdown featuring Dustin Schwamm, who has played in many bands back then and still to this day. Six Face Lie was the name of it. And we followed with Drone from the If You Can't Eat It or Kill It, Fuck It, 7-inch release. It's her second 7-inch that came out in the 90s on Vinyl Communication, followed with Ninth Hour, band from Victoria. Like all these bands, I think they relocated to Vancouver. Actually, I know they did. Yeah, this was from 1993. We heard a track called Police States. And from 1996, from the Crimes of Appeal 7-inch from Black Kronstadt, we heard a track called Law of the Land, some anarcho-punk. And the guitar player for that band, Wolf, he still is active. He plays in a band called Iskra, who plays some crazy black, anarchist black metal. Yeah, they played in town here last weekend. So yeah, I'm going to keep rolling here. Going to get into a couple quickies which came out in the 2000s. This is one from the Mutated Earthlings featuring Blind Mark, who plays drums in Diglo Abortions, but here he plays guitar and sings in this band, the Mutated Earthlings. This is a track called 2012.
Generation has its own group of people who march to the beat of a different drummer. In the 50s, it was the beatniks. In the 60s, it was the hippies. Today, it is the punk rockers. Now, I guess we've all seen them at one time or another. The spiked orange hair, the lethal-looking jewelry, lots of leather. This morning, we've invited five punk rockers to come here and explain and tell us why they are the way they are. And we'll get started with that in just a moment.
Yeah, the sun's so hot today.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation, very special edition, all of Victoria Bands. Wow, after I played this last song, I'll have plowed through 22 songs, and not even covered even close to all I could have played. So yeah, fear not, I'll be doing this theme once again. It'll be a regular, reoccurring theme on the Generation Annihilation show. So in that last set, we started things off with the Mutated Earthlings 2012 from their self-titled CD release on Absolute Underground Records, followed with Class of 1984. Ramputation was the name of the track. We heard a track called It's Tough Being a Punk in the Summer, and Class of 84. Have a singer, Jake. He used to sing in a Vancouver band called Breach, but he moved back to Victoria, and now he's got the band Class of 1984 with John O'Jack. Yeah, we followed with AK-47, Garden City, and this act has been around a while, and Tony, the guitar player and singer, he was in a whole slew of Victoria bands, Section 46, I'm trying to remember the names of it, Nothing to Lose, Never Too Late, whole bunch, but yes, this has been the solid band for the last almost 20 years. Yeah, AK-47 is from a CD release called Garden City, and the name of, we heard the title track. So yeah, it's been fun doing this show. Hope you enjoyed it. The playlist and podcast should be up in the next day or so. www.generationannihilation.com, and we got Power Chord coming up next. We're going to leave with one more. This is a brand new act from Victoria, BC, and these guys will be playing here tomorrow at the Astoria with Conform and some others. The band is called Holocaust Lord, and we're gonna hear a track called Southern Cross Queen on Generation Annihilation. Enjoy. Queen, now the time is right.
repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod. Bugger off, you bloody sod. Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up!
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audiopile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Canada, Vancouver Music Gallery, and Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
I'm gonna be round my vegetables, I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Sprouts, it's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub. It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies. It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce. It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tenny flew right off. I'm red as a bee, 'cause I'm so
Power Chord, every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Go, go, go! Wow!
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is legendary, the longest running heavy metal show in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, Power Chord. And today you have two fill-in guests, hosts, correct?
Yeah, we're hosting the show today.
Thank you. So you have two guests. Fill in, host, whatever. Today, my name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show on CITR Rocket from Russia every Thursday, 10 to 11 o'clock. And I have here in studio next to me my good friend Manos, all the way from Greece, and it's today his birthday. Happy birthday, my friend.
Thanks so much, Tim.
Today on the show, we asked the beautiful people of Power Chord to do a fill in show because about a month ago, we did an interview with a band called Flesh God Apocalypse from Italy, and today we would like to do a fill-in show and play bits of this interview of our conversation with Tommaso of Flesh God Apocalypse today on the air for you. Manu, could you please introduce a little bit Flesh God Apocalypse?